This is Making Sense of the Media with the Poynter Institute. I'm Lisa Peeks, along with the Poynter's Kelly McBride. One of the more stunning images in the media this week was of Hillary Clinton's campaign appearance in New Hampshire, where she roped off the press corps at an event. CNN's Jake Tapper said the cordoned off reporters kind of resembled a veal pen, and Sally Cohn was pretty agitated.
It's just awful. I mean, it took press wrangling to a whole new level. This just went a step too far. Did no one think in this day and age where, you know, Snapchat and Instagram and all these things, not to mention these people are actually obviously holding television cameras, that this would be a metaphorical and visual and literal nightmare?
Kelly, how did this happen?
Well, you've got to understand how the press covers a campaign. In order to participate in a campaign, the campaign people have to let you onto the bus. So the press handlers for Clinton were very concerned about something. We don't know what. And they wanted to control where the photographers documented this particular campaign stop. But it was going to be a walk through the middle of Main Street. And so there was no way to pen them up in one place. So they decided they would have this moving, roped-off campaign pen. But the reason that the press agreed to it is because they have to get back on the campaign bus. Otherwise, they'll be left behind.
What should the campaign have done?
Part of the problem is that campaign handlers overthink this imaging problem that they have. They very much want the public to see their candidate in a certain light. And that's just not possible to control in this day and age when everybody around Hillary Clinton has a phone. If anything significant had happened that they didn't want shown, somebody from the public would have had the picture and it would have gone viral. So they really are trying to control for something that they can't control anymore. And this gets at a bigger problem of how we in the media cover campaigns. We follow a candidate around and we document her every move. And we do that for two reasons. One is because on the internet, if you want to keep your audience coming back, you have to constantly update the information. So we give them all of this not so significant information. But the other reason is they're waiting for that candidate to do something that's going to monumentally change the nature of the campaign. I don't know, you know, the candidate drops a baby or something like that. You don't want to miss the big gaffe. The problem with that is that style of campaign coverage doesn't actually help citizens make a better choice when it comes time to vote for a candidate. So there's a fundamental disconnect between the type of journalism that the internet rewards around political coverage and the type of work that we should be doing to serve the audience.
So maybe this cordoning off was an effort to keep us from doing our job, you know, to keep our voices silenced. But, you know, you can't put a rope around my voice.
Yeah, I think the campaigns are actually more concerned with the optics than they are the content. So you're right. You can still hear the reporters asking questions like, what about those Benghazi emails?
Is this going to backfire on the Clinton campaign?
Well, it's becoming a meme. I'm sure there's going to be a really great Saturday Night Live skit at some point. I don't think it's going to hurt her in the long run.
It sounds like they had a little tunnel vision here and focusing on the visual.
Yeah, you know, you can rope off the journalists, but you can't cordon off democracy.
Amen. Kelly McBride with the Poynter Institute. Thank you.
You're welcome.